From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host on the many stations of the Michigan Talk Network all over the Great Lakes State, all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up our podcast absolutely free. Wild Michigan brought to you in part by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, a great attractant, also great for getting the herd back in shape after a very difficult winter. And of course, the antler growth is absolutely amazing. We've been using it for a couple of years now and have seen dramatic increases in mass, in size, and the size of the deer, too. It's been great. So lucky-buck.com. There's a direct link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Thanks to our guests in the first segment of the show. We talked to Drew Youngdyke about professional wildlife management, the Citizens for Professional Wildlife Management, collecting over 120,000 more signatures to get this, to get our wildlife to stay securely in the hands of professionals and leave it to professionals and keep groups like the Humane Society of the United States and PETA out of business that they have no place, especially in Michigan. And again, the voice of the people being heard with over 120,000 more signatures than the anti-groups could bring to the table. So looking very good for us. And since there is a lot of public land in Michigan, and public land sometimes gets a bad rap because of the amount of people. Look, it is one word. It is public, and we all need to share it. But it's very difficult to do so when you have so many people on the land at one time, especially come November 15th, when there's a lot of new scents in the air, and it makes it very difficult to hunt. But we found someone that does public land guiding and outfitting. He is over in Wisconsin. His name's Lauren Hamilton, and he joins us on the show right now from Wisconsin. Lauren, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Very good to have you here. And a friend of mine, Ron McGuire, who is does some things with our friends at Wolf Creek Productions, does some TV work with our friend Tom Nelson and Steve Gruber, liked public land guiding and outfitting on Facebook, which led me to look at it a little bit closer. And I noticed that you do public land guiding and outfitting. And I thought, well, gosh, that's an awful interesting concept. And you do this in Wisconsin. How does one go about guiding on public land? Because that seems kind of odd to me.
Well, I've hunted it all my life. I've done private, and I've done just as good and better on public. And it just, everybody wants to hunt, but nobody wants to pay the outrageous prices of some of the bigger outfitters. Well, I thought I'd try to do something for the guys that want to get out and hunt and show them how to do it. And the guys that don't have the time, I go out and do all the scouting and get, you know, find the trees and prep the camps and get that all ready and try to show them a good time.
You know, first and foremost, Lauren, you said it, a good time is probably the most important, because, look, we call it hunting for a reason. It's not killing, it's hunting. And to be successful, it takes a lot of work. And a lot of times, we do not have access to private land. We do not have access to get out and scout. We don't have the time to scout because of our schedules and the demands of everyday life. But you make this your priority. And, yes, sir. And you know, has it drawn any fire from people around your area?
I've got Facebook. You always get the haters.
We talked about that, yeah.
I've had a real good response to it, because it just, you know, I deal a lot with veterans, wounded veterans, disabled people, try to help them out as much, get them out, you know, give them a chance to get out in the woods. I cater mostly to people out of state, because we have hundreds of thousands of acres of public land, so people up here, they, you know, it's closer to them. They can go out and do their scouting. So I try to get people from out of state or in state too, but out of state that want to come up and have a good hunting experience. But mostly overall, I just try to make it a fun camp. You know, first and foremost, try to put them on a big deer, but I just want to make them, let them have fun.
Lauren Hamilton is joining us here from Public Land Guiding and Outfitting over in Wisconsin. To me, a new concept. This may have been going on for a while. I know John Eberhardt, one of our friends here on the show, very, very successful in public land hunting. And this guy's pulled in some monsters. But I'm trying to figure out the best way to put this because, again, time is an issue. But, you know, say I'm an out-of-stater, what am I to expect with a guided hunt with you?
Guided hunt with me, you get your license and get here to camp, and I take care of all the rest. I feed you, put you in a good old-style tent camp, stove in the tent. It's a hardcore hunt. We hunt hard, but we have fun. I do. All you got to do is get here. I've got all the trees trimmed out, cleaned out. I got shooting lanes opened up. I picked out the best spots I can, wherever I find deer out. Everybody asks me where we're going to be hunting. It depends on where I find the biggest deer. So, you know, I just, you get here, get your license to get here, and I take care of the rest.
Yeah, it seems pretty simple. I like that. Simplicity, that's my kind of thing. I've hunted with a guide twice, both bear hunts up in Canada, and it was very good because, well, look, bear hunting, you need that kind of help if you're not in the area. And to hunt Wisconsin, which is not far from Michigan, you know, where there are a lot of big deer, and some of these ranches play, you have to pay exorbitant fees to get out of hunting camp. Granted, they're nice, but I'm a regular guy that doesn't make a ton of money, and, you know, every penny is precious to me.
Exactly. I mean, with me, I mean, there's no guarantees. I'll guarantee you I'll put you in a tree. When you leave, I'll be sitting in that tree hunting. But the whole thing boils down to is, you want to spend $35,000 to $45,000 to $5,000, or do you want to spend $750 and have just as good of a chance as a guy spending a lot of money?
Now, how is it that you can do this for $750? Because, look, that's awful inexpensive to be able to hunt Wisconsin and have the opportunity at some very big deer.
It is. My camps, I'm out of old style tent camp, so I don't have land. I don't have lease fees. I don't have any of that. So, you know, I'm not trying to get rich. I'm not trying to rape people on money. I just want to have fun. I want everybody else to have fun too. Basically, I just try to make enough to make a few bucks, of course, but basically pay for my expenses in camp, you know, food, so I can feed people good, and, you know.
No, I'm not beating you up. It just, when you hear of a guided hunt and the possibility of good quality deer, in Michigan, to me, and you know, there's going to be a lot of people that either laugh at me or agree, and I'm thinking there are going to be more that agree, that a 100-inch deer is a damn fine deer in Michigan anymore. You know, and there are some good cooperatives going on, too, so.
Yeah, me, myself, I look for older, mature bucks, but I'm 55 and been bow hunting since I was 12. So, but the trophy is in the eye of the beholder. You know, I mean, a spike to a new hunter is as much as a 200-inch deer is to me.
Sure.
So when you're in my camp, there ain't, you shoot whatever you're comfortable, whatever makes you happy. You know, I'd rather people shoot a little more mature deer. But it's up to them. Whatever they want to shoot, that's on them. I don't judge them. It just, you know, trophy is an eye to beholder.
Absolutely. Lauren Hamilton is our guest here. Lauren, hang on. We've got more to talk about with you because I want to go in depth about your scouting techniques because maybe we can learn a little bit here too. So hang on with us. We're going to come back. We're speaking with Lauren Hamilton, Public Land Guiding and Outfitting. You can find him on Facebook and find out more about this unique opportunity to hunt public land in Wisconsin on a guided hunt. Never thought about this here in Michigan. And I'm thinking this might be a new way to look at out-of-state hunting and not have to lose your shirt. So we're going to talk more with Lauren Hamilton here. Again, being brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Lucky-buck.com. It's on our website, wildmichiganradio.com.
Hi, this is Larry Weissman, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Mr. Whitetail there, Larry Wysoon, great guy. It's been a while since he's been on the show. I think we need to get him back on. I'm Duran Martinez. Alex Clark, our silent partner in the studio, doing his button-pushing deal here that he does so well on the show. WildMichiganRadio.com is our website. And for you archery fans, I still have not picked up my bow yet this year. Shame on me. I know usually I'm shooting a lot by now. But June 21st and 22nd, next weekend, our friends at Thorny Acres Sportsman's Club, they're doing their outdoor 3D shoot, their first one of the year. And it's only going to cost you $10. Kids 13 and under are $5. A family, you can get everybody in the family there together for $20. And this is on French Road, out in Elsie. ThornyAcres.org is where you can find them. And shooting times on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Great time. Great facility. It's got some good, some nice targets, some easy targets, some elevated targets. It's a lot of fun. Call our friends Jerry or Ann Barnum at 517-651-5112, and there'll be a link on our events page at wildmichiganradio.com. Back with Lauren Hamilton, talking about being guided on public land guiding and outfitting out of Wisconsin. He is a guide. He does specific hunts on public land. And again, Lauren, there's no trophy fees involved in this. This is public land, but you're doing the guiding on the public land.
Yes, sir. I don't believe in charging trophy fees. It just, I just want people to have fun, you know, for a reasonable price, you know, to just, yeah, we just go after it.
Now, here's my question. Michigan may be different. I'm not sure. I need to check on the rules on this, but to guide on public land, is there any licensing or anything needed for public land guiding out there?
Well, in Wisconsin, I mean, every state's different. Wisconsin, you must be a licensed guide, which I am, through Wisconsin. As far as on public land you can guide on, you cannot guide on federal land. Like, I do a lot of hunting on the Horicon Marsh, and half of it is federal. You cannot guide on that. So you just got to read your rules and regs, and I talk a lot with the DNR wardens and keep in touch with them. And yeah, you can do it if you got the guts to get out there and go after it.
Yeah, it is difficult, especially on public land. Now, you're archery only, correct?
Yes, sir.
We talked about what you call the Orange Army, what we call the Pumpkin Patch, come opening day of firearm season. And on public land, again, I'm very, very fortunate to have some pieces, not that I own, but that my dad and his wife own on some, you know, good property to hunt. But right across the street is state land. And come November, I'm usually not in a tree. I'm usually taking the time off because it's a tough time. And that's why you chose to go strictly archery.
Well, I went archery a long time ago, but it, to me, gun hunting, it got to a point where I was doing it just to fill the freezer. I lost the thrill, because to me, anybody can go out and shoot a deer 100, 200, 300 yards away, and there's not really a lot of skill involved. With archery, you got to get them in. If you get a nice buck or even a big mature doe in close, then you know you've done everything right with a little luck on your side. There's always some luck involved.
Absolutely.
And that's what I enjoy. I like them up close and personal.
Now, we spoke off air that I noticed that your accent is not that of Wisconsin. I kind of thought that last night. Look, Michigan, we have horrible accents according to the rest of the country. I think we talk just fine. But you're not from Wisconsin originally.
No, sir. I was born and raised in Wichita, Kansas, and that's where I cut my teeth on hunting, trapping, fishing, everything. Duck hunting. I mean, I was in all of it. And I moved up here in 84, and I've been here hunting ever since.
What brought you to Wisconsin? I mean, we hear about Kansas and whitetails, and that's a completely different type of hunting also.
Okay, what brought me here is a long story, but to make it quick, I used to be an animal trainer, elephant and big cat trainer with Carson Barnes Circus, and met a woman, and I'm still here.
Wait. You were an animal trainer? Holy
yes,
cow!
Sir. I trained elephants and lions and tigers.
Oh my gosh, that is absolutely incredible.
And it was, I can actually say I ran away to the circus.
Oh my God. I never saw that coming.
Well, a little surprise does you good.
It does. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. So glad that we picked you up for this interview today. Speaking with Lauren Hamilton, Public Land Guiding and Outfitting. He is on Facebook. You can book a hunt with him. Go into detail, if you will, Lauren, about what we may encounter on a guided hunt with you.
We'll be out. We carry in and carry out. I mean, Wisconsin, we're allowed to leave our stands in the woods overnight as long as our number's on it. But unfortunately, there are people out there that think they need to steal stuff. So I carry in, carry out every day. I ain't going to say guarantee, but you'll see does, you'll see multiple bucks. You pick your choice on which buck you want to shoot, or a doe, sure, whichever you want. You come to Wisconsin, you get a, right now, until they change things, you get one buck tag, one doe tag. You can shoot either or both. It's just, some of the walks, some of my stands, you'll walk 150 yards to get to it. Others, you'll walk 3 to 4 miles.
That's
the ability of the hunter.
Exactly. It's gonna be all, you know, prerequisite on your ability and what you feel comfortable with.
Right.
What about meals, things of that nature?
Meals? I'm a good cook. I mean, old Southern-style biscuits and gravy, venison steaks on the grill, ribeyes. It'll be good food. You won't leave here hungry, that's for sure.
Well, if anything, we've got that going for us, which is great. Oh, yeah, I'm still, Lauren, I have to admit, I'm still taken aback by the elephant and big cat trainer. I think I'm still focused on that. I just threw deer hunting the hell out the window.
it was fun. I did it for a few years, and I was in the Milwaukee Circus Parade. If you go to Baraboo Circus Museum, you'll see pictures of me there with my head in the lion's mouth. But, yeah, it was cool. It was probably one of my favorite jobs of all my life. So, but it's a hard life.
Yeah, it is. I know travel's very difficult, and working with animals, I'm sure, is not easy. But it's rewarding in itself, and now you get to work with animals in a very different way and work with people.
Yep.
Public Land Guiding and Outfitting in Wisconsin. Lauren Hamilton is his name. You can find him on Facebook. Is there a website or a number that we can get a hold of you?
I'm in the process. I'm an old guy. I got a phone that's sitting in my hand that I don't understand very much of it. It does 1,000 things that I don't have an idea how to make it do. I'm in the process of getting a website up. You can just go on Google and Google Public Land Guiding and Outfitting. That's the easiest way to find me. Here in the next few weeks, I'll have a web page up, and we'll go from there.
All right.
I keep my overhead down, so I do most of this on my phone and some of it on my laptop. So it's all right. I'd give me a piece of paper and a pencil, and I'm better off than trying to mess with the computer.
Fair enough. Public Land Guiding and Outfitting. And this is Lauren Hamilton. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Not at all. You can find him on Facebook, Public Land Guiding and Outfitting. He's got quite a bit of followers on there. He's got a lot of information, and he will be happy to get you hooked up. And again, very minimal, about $750 will get you a guided hunt on public land in Wisconsin. Lauren, thank you so much.
Well, hey, you got half a second, I'll do you a deal. Anybody that calls me up or gets a hold of me and says they heard this podcast, I'll give them a 2-for-1. You and your buddy come, one guy pays, I'll give the other guy a free hunt.
There it is on Wild Michigan.